It's a mixtape, make no mistake. Here comes a show ready to go.
Musical hell, breaking the bound, Canadian sound, the pride of sound.
Straight to your ear, straight to your heart. Shockingly new, we need a crash cart.
He's got the passion, he's got the mix.
He's got the tunes, he's got the picks.
Maritime feeling, very appealing.
Walking and reeling, your host Brian.
That's The Dream, Living on a Shrimp Ring, a track from their new EP, Activate Your Function. That was Shrimp Ring, kicking off another episode of the mixtape here on Local 107.3 FM on your Tuesday mornings. Again, from the UNB St. John campus, and then rebroadcast both on this station and across the nation, thanks to the National Campus Community Radio Program Exchange, where shows like this one and very much not like this one at all are available for free syndication. So check your local listings. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for supporting your local campus and community radio station and your local music scene. And you can also find the show at radioforall.net and through pretty much any podcasting service. Just search for The Mixtape. Also hop on our Facebook page and our group, get all the details. If you hopped on there this week, you'd get the details about today's show. It's another little bit of a special edition. We don't always have guests on the show that often, but we've had them the last few weeks here and there, talking to folks from Fringe and talking to folks from Third Space Gallery. And now we are rewinding the clocks and then looking forward, rewinding by bringing back a guest from about a couple months ago. And we are welcoming Peter Rowan on the show. He's one of the organizers of the Quality Block Party. How are you doing today, Peter?
Pretty good, Brian. That was a good way to start the morning with a little shrimp ring dance party.
Yeah, they're looking forward to seeing them for sure in a couple of, I was going to say a couple months, but
Four weeks.
At this point, we're just weeks away.
4 weeks.
You know, you got the countdown at home.
Oh, yeah.
If you recall, we had Peter and one of the other organizers of the Quality Block Party on the program back towards the end of April. I guess it was about a day before the first edition of the Quality Block Party kicked off back on April 25th. And now version 1.2 is on the way in St. John, New Brunswick, August 10th to 13th, 2017. So keeping in mind that this is a program broadcast across the country, let's get back to the very basics before we kind of delve into the conversation. What is the Quality Block Party?
Oh, well, the Quality Block Party is a festival that's kind of based, very strongly based locally and regionally. But I think we certainly have a vision and a sense of our place in the greater scene of music festivals and music promoters. Really, it's just a great way for us to showcase our great little city and this amazing music scene that we have here in New Brunswick and the Maritimes.
And so tell us about, so we were one day before the first block party.
Right.
I've heard tons of great things, but what was your experience? How did everything go?
Well, I mean, I've been doing these sorts of things for quite some time, and I've worked with a lot of interesting people, and I've done some really cool projects. And at the end of the festival, I truly have never felt more gratified and more proud of being part of anything than the last event, the April event. We did an incredible job. The people involved, the team. One of the things that everybody commented on, and I was, very proud of, was we were just really incredibly well organized. Like, it generally ran like clockwork. I mean, there's always a few hiccups here and there, but when Abby and I did the interview last time, we were going one on one with Chuck from the ECMAs, and we were conscious of being part of. We wanted to complement the ECMAs. When we did the first edition of it, partially because the ECMAs, because of what they are, weren't necessarily representative of some of what we thought was some of the best stuff that was going on in New Brunswick and the Maritimes. So we went toe to toe, and generally speaking, we had a better party.
I certainly saw lots of artists participating in the ECMAs coming by your shows for sure.
Yeah.
To do something quite different from that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of room for different things. And just amazing community support in general, it seemed, for sure.
Really phenomenal. I mean, the best example of that was on the first day of on the Wednesday, I think Abby called me or texted me, and she's like, "Do you know anything about that queue that's hanging over the Grannan Alley?" And I'm like, "What queue are you talking about?" And walk downtown, and there's like this giant queue hanging over the alley. And I'm like, "Yeah, I have no idea." And it was Mike Duncan, of course, and Duncan Electric, who 2 o'clock in the morning is up there because he felt like it and wanted to do something and wanted to be part of it, hanging that queue. And it's one of those beautiful things that unplanned, unscripted, hundreds of people getting their photos taken underneath that queue. Like really hundreds of people, couples coming to take their photo underneath the queue, and incredibly gratifying, like really gratifying that someone would just do that. because they wanted to be part of it. Unasked, you know, unpaid, just because they want to do it and want to be part of it.
And I think that, you know, and for sure, St. John's like a small community with lots of big city plans. And so you kind of get, you know, there's the problems there where everybody knows everyone and everybody knows everybody's dirt. But for sure, people come out and support things like this and things that they're excited about, and they're just willing to do ridiculous or just completely ridiculous things. Like, you know what? He probably spent a considerable amount of time and energy doing that just because he knew that it would help and it would make people happy, and he probably enjoyed doing it.
And now the queue sitting in a back room waiting to come out again soon.
Right on.
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
So when did this become the plan that you would do August? Is this something that kind of came about organically? I know that, you know, the history a little bit of the Quality Block was that it was just kind of going to be these small showcases at Taco Pica, and it ballooned into a larger complement to the ECMAs, and now there's a second version.
I think when we first conceived of when we first conceived of the small sort of idea, I mean, I was really just basically, I just wanted to make sure that Little Me and Motherhood had decent shows during the ECMAs, because I knew that they weren't going to be participating in the official showcases. And that's sort of where it sort of ballooned from there, and Cole and Corey and Abby got involved. Very quickly, I felt that if we were successful in April, that we could use the April event to launch an August event. In my mind, I always felt that we had a need for the idea of doing an annual event. And the original idea was to do an annual event in August, partially made possible because the Shifty Bits cult in Fredericton wound down. So there was this space in August. So, you know, the original concept was to present the festival in April, hopefully not have a disaster, and be able to use it as a launching pad for August. And it's, you know, it's obviously it's easier for us. If we were trying to launch this festival now from ground zero, it would be tough. It would be tough to do. But we were able to use the ECMAs as a bit of a springboard, and, you know, get some notoriety and some attention that perhaps we might not have got. So it was always in, you know, it's like, if things go well, maybe we can do this. And certainly the idea is, again, if this doesn't go terribly, to really work on the idea of having an annual, you know, the Quality Block Party to be an annual event. It's already kind of expanded a little bit. We discovered that there's a tremendous capacity in St. John for a party in April. So I think, and I know we've talked a bit about this, in a perfect world, we'll run Quality Block Party events twice a year in St. John. We'll do one in April, we'll do one in August. And we've also taken the brand, and we're going to be presenting Quality Block Party shows at Halifax Pop Explosion, Pop Montreal. We're actually going to work with the No Funswick guys, and we're going to present a Quality Block No Funswick pop-up during the Music New Brunswick 506 Festival in Moncton in October. And we're also in talks with a pretty cool festival in Toronto to present a Quality Block Party show in Toronto in November. And that's a great way for us to, you know, to really showcase what we feel is the best of New Brunswick and St. John.
Yeah. So even in its nascence, it's expanding pretty quickly. It's
pretty quickly.
That people can kind of grab onto, kind of almost akin. I mean, I guess it adds a little bit of, gravitas and quality to it to kind of almost the way that a label could, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely conscious of it. We have a brand. I mean, that was one of the, when this whole name of the festival came about, I mean, it really was, I think we probably laughed about it. It was like, when that name was presented, it was, you know, my brain just goes, because it's such a, you know, it's such a great name.
Yeah.
And it has a, you know, it's a great name that operates well on its own. But then when you tie the story in, it's just like, this is amazing. You know, and it's like, and as I said, like, you know, it's like, I was looking at Cole going, you mean we can have a Quality Block Party? You know, it was just, so it's kind of perfect. And everybody, you know, we did a good job in April. We got people's attention, you know, pissed a few people off. I'm okay with that. You know, it's like, it's part of my game. But, you know, not in a mean way, just trying to stir things up and try not to be so, you know, try to get out of our comfort zones and challenge some of the, you know, challenge some of the stigmas and the way people perceive the East Coast. And, you know, and I think the programming that we've done for this, you know, what we're doing for this one, and is an even greater example of the diversity of the, you know, the talent that we have here. And, you know, and I keep throwing the challenges out to some of the more traditional media. You know, it's like, you got to dig deeper, you know, it's like, you got to dig deeper. You can't just play. And you know me, you know my position. You can't just play Julie Doiron. I love Julie. I've worked with her for almost, you know, we've worked together for 25 years. But there's so much more going on here. And yeah, she's like tip of the iceberg, right? But there's so much going on. And, you know, so it's still a challenge to get, you know, to get the regular media to actually look a little bit deeper. You know, we're really excited. One of the, you know, right off the bat, CBC said right shitty.
Right.
Right. They said right shitty on the radio.
I didn't know that. That's,
yes, they did.
That's exciting.
I know. The guys.
I was considering I've seen it with asterisks and other things and other media.
And one of the downtown malls didn't put up the posters for the last event because of that. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, it's like you're just being ridiculous. You know, it's like, hey, have you seen your clientele on this mall? You know, it's like, anyway.
They would love this band.
They would love this band. Yeah, exactly.
Well, no, it's interesting. And this is something I did want to talk about. I'm glad that you brought it up because you've been making the rounds of the different media bodies. And it's rare that I find that that all the different diverse media bodies in St. John will really grab onto something and know that this is something that a large group of diverse different people are interested and excited about. So it's nice to see some coverage from the CBC and the local newspapers and stuff like that. That's fantastic. We never want to be the only people talking about something. You know, we know that often here we're the main people playing that music and supporting those musicians and stuff, but it's fantastic when that goes beyond just the small microcosms of small punk shows and nonprofits and stuff like that.
Well, I mean, I think that it accentuates the role of campus community radio. I mean, you guys get to be at the forefront and you get to sort of show the way on some of the newer trends and genres and musics and the people that are happening. But the hope is that the other people are listening. Mm-hmm. And when something is obviously has some traction and is getting people interested, that they will, you know, they'll respond. So yeah, I mean, like, you know, the you know, we've been able to say a couple of things that I never thought we'd say. I was like, wow, that was a really good article in the paper. You know,
right?
That's not a sentence I say very often, right?
No comment.
No, yeah, exactly. You know, and thank you so much to them for, you know, like hiring an intern who has some passion and interest, and then letting them go and do the story. We got an email from a radio station from St. John, not your station, asking us if we would be interested in advertising on their station. And I was like, you know, wow, this is very flattering. And then I just sent back a message and was like, so do you guys play any of the music that we're programming? And they got this like, well, no, we don't actually have any of these artists played on our radio station. It's like, okay, well, thanks. You know, I mean, it's cool that they reached out to us, but again, it's sort of like there's a little bit of a disconnect there because it's like why would we pay to advertise in a station that doesn't support us?
For sure. Yeah, and I don't want to diss on other media too much, no. I guess my whole point is it's really great to see other media propping things up that we're passionate about, and they have different audiences that when we do, so we can be a part of something and other people are going to help prop that up, because what you're describing is something I see often where they kind of try to grasp at something that they don't have. They don't, you know, they're kind of like harvesting.
Yes.
harvesting what's happening as opposed to trying to be a part of it and everything. And so it's great to see that in the community, but not just from people going to the festival and the different nonprofits and businesses in St. John, but also just the people that have the listeners and have lots of different eyeballs and things like that.
And it's critical for us. We have a very small, we don't have a huge community here. And if we don't get, say, 50 people coming from out of town or, from outside of uptown, then we're in trouble, because other than that, our audience, basically the majority of our audience that would traditionally come to shows like this are pretty much all in bands anyway. Mm-hmm. So once you we do need to have some people who are, relatively new to the scene and coming to uptown. We need fresh blood. We need some bodies to come out. And I thought last year, the thing that basically persuaded me to move to St. John was the Third Shift event. Mm-hmm. Because I was wandering around uptown and there were thousands of people there who weren't regulars to uptown, and they were just there to experience the space and the art, and they weren't looking to be, the thing I heard most frequently during that event was, I don't really get this, but they were there, and they weren't those guys put creative things out there that weren't necessarily easy to access, but people could, even though if you didn't necessarily grasp the content, the way it was delivered was so beautiful that everybody felt part of it. It was a really amazing experience, and I'm really thrilled that we're going to be, that we're sort of able to be part of that scene. And I'm really looking forward to it again their event the week after our Quality Block Party.
Yeah, so let's talk about some of the things that people can experience. Let's get in some music here.
Okay.
This is an artist I'm definitely excited to see. You talked a little bit about reaching beyond the grasps of what's happening in St. John and the New York communities. And an artist that you're bringing in is T. Thomason, who, to the better part of my knowledge, hasn't been to St. John recently, probably.
I think was there at the ECMAs?
They were at the ECMAs, but
I don't know if they were performing. No, yeah. I don't think they were, actually.
So T. Thomason is an artist from Halifax and has a new release out. We're going to play a track from this one, and we'll tell you about some of the schedule, some of the other exciting things happening, and keep all your ears and eyes plugged to all the details about the Quality Block. It's happening in just a few weeks, and there's so many exciting shows for you to check out, and passes will go on sale this week.
Yeah, realistically Thursday.
Realistically Thursday,
because I've got a couple things to tie up before we can actually print them.
So stay tuned to the Facebook page for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. But Thursday this week for sure, and at of course passes will be available at Backstreet Records St. John. We're doing things a little bit different. We're not going to be doing tickets for day shows. There's not going to be individual tickets for shows. There'll be a festival pass and there'll be a day pass for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Other than that, come to the door.
Right on.
Subject to capacity.
From what I saw, some of them you're going to want to get to early.
Absolutely.
Yeah, especially based on the turnout last year, but also just on the little sneak peek at the schedule I've seen, there's some pretty exciting shows. Again, we'll tell you all about that in a few moments. But here on the mixtape, we're going to hear from T. Thomason from their new EP, Sweet Baby. And this is the lead track, Sally, Sally, Be My Spirit Guide.
Beside me. Hey!
was a double dose of tracks from the new T. Thomason release called Sweet Baby. That was My Kind. And before that, we heard the lead track from that release, Sally, Sally, Be My Spirit Guide. You're tuned into the mixtape from Local 107.3 FM. We're talking about a pretty exciting event happening in St. John in just a few weeks' time from August 10th to the 13th. It is version 1.2 of the Quality Block Party. And we have had Peter Rowan in today to give us all the details, have a little bit of chat about the local scene and the kinds of things happening. And he kept saying that he was let off his leash, his handlers let him out. There's many different people involved in organizing the Quality Block Party, but they trusted him to come here today, not do anything too intense. I have been given the controls to his shock collar, though. They haven't needed to be used yet. Hopefully not again. But I'll hold you to some of the comments of other people that I've read in other pieces of media. And if you don't want to comment them or okay. you don't have information about them, you can certainly sure. pass. But I know you're a wealth of knowledge. There's some trust here. So that is an artist from Nova Scotia. And yeah. as you kind of developed the festival at the beginning, it was definitely super local. And I personally consider the Maritimes as a whole as relatively a local,
yes.
a local thing. But one of the things that that Abigail Smith said in another piece I was reading was that you're looking to other provinces for acts, but you also want to make sure that the structure's still a festival that's going to be sustainable. So what does that look like to you?
Well, I think it just, for me, it's just that we don't get too ahead of ourselves and we don't get beyond what the actual capacity of our town is. A good friend of mine did a festival last year, and it's a super, super ambitious festival. And, lost his shirt is not even it doesn't even begin to explain what went on. And it wasn't even that, they missed their mark, like maybe by 20% of what they needed, but 20% of what they needed was so huge mm-hmm. that it was, a really debilitating and it's not going to happen again, or it's certainly not going to happen in that way. So we have to be, partially that's why we have Corey Bonnevie involved, partially because Corey's so good at going, don't do that. No, he's from this scene and he's from this town and he has a better sense of what, the size of what we have. And I jokingly, Corey's like, we're a good yin and yang because I go off crazy and Corey's like pretty grounded. And again, he's super inspired and super enthusiastic about stuff, but he's also more of a realist than I am. Sometimes a bit too much. So we sort of find the middle ground. But one of the things that we have to be, the first one in April was very successful, but we can't deny the fact that we had the ECMAs here. Mm-hmm. So there were 3,000 people running around looking for something to do, and they would then look at the ECMA programming and then look at our programming, and they're coming to our party. So we don't have those people here this time. So we have to make sure that we don't, we can't. And I've been trying to manage these expectations with some of, the venues as well. It's like, okay, we have to work really hard here because we don't have an extra, an extra 3,000 people running around the streets with wristbands that get them into any show they want to. So, we have to really try to build these events on realistic numbers and not pie in the sky, unrealistic expectations as to what we can actually do.
Right, for sure. And, starting these things organically, it's integrated. I was really thinking a lot about that quote about how to get things started in St. John, but also how to keep them sustainable. And it seems like there's a lot of opportunity to do things with low risk that also might have low reward. So no one involved in the Quality Block Party is going to get rich off of it, but also you're probably not gonna, there's a low risk of you like breaking the bank and becoming destitute. But I even think that often, at least in the upswing that we seem to be experiencing in St. John, and so you see it with things like this, but also lots of other festivals, smaller and bigger, whether it's Fringe or Third Shift or even things like Area 506, that it's almost low risk, medium reward, right. almost, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, one of the benefits, I was involved in Pop Montreal, and over the years, about the halfway point, after about 6 years, 6 or 7 years of Pop Montreal, we were just so sick of the cycle, because you'd have this, you know, you'd have an up year and then it would be followed by a down year. And so worked very hard in that organization to just consistently grow. And that's all we can, that's all I really want to do, is just consistently grow. And grow doesn't mean bigger. It just means grow in our, what the ability of things that we can present and the breadth of the kinds of programming that we might bring in outside of the music. Because, I mean, we haven't even, part of this is there's so much more to this community than just the music. So, and our ability to present those elements of this community and this scene as part of this sort of one big party. Those are things that, so we have to, you know, I mean, here we are in version 1.2, and I'm already in my mind imagining how we can build this effectively over the next 3 to 5 years, so that when I'm too old to rock and roll, there's, you know, lots of people here. And we alluded to this a little bit, you know, and we're talking about all ages shows and stuff like that. It's really, really critical that we build something here so that some people feel that there's a reason to stay here. Mm-hmm. You know, that they can accomplish as much, if not more, being a strong voice out of a smaller community, as opposed to moving to a larger center where you are one of 1,000 bands trying to get a gig. You know, and I think that it's important, you know, part of the whole way we program these is to put, put local bands, younger local bands, in positions that they're challenged. They put them on a show where just being okay isn't good enough, because you're going to look weak in comparison to some of the people that you're performing with. So it's an opportunity, but it's also a challenge. And, and you'll see in the programming here, there were some of the all ages bands that we programmed at the all ages shows have sort of, like, you know, they've gone up to double A ball, and now they're playing a show at a bit more pressure, a bit more expectations. You know, it's like, you know, there's some of the bands, you know, when you get programmed, there's a couple of expectations. The expectations are that you're going to be good, and that also you have an ability to make people want to see you, that more than your relatives will come out, and right, that more than your girlfriends or boyfriends will come out. You know, it's like we have some expectations of these bands. You know, we have, you know, we're programming them not just because, but because we think they're good and we think they have talent and they have some potential. So here's an opportunity for us to build an event that can be a platform for some of the newer, younger bands, and a reason to be, like a reason to stick around, you know? And this is sort of part of what the branding that we're doing and taking the show on the road, because we're going to be able to rather than have, you know, New Brunswick band A go play at Festival B in the midst of 1,000 bands where nobody knows you and they're all going to the hip show or what, you know, like the cool show, we can build an event that, you know, basically, you know, we're greater than the sum of our parts by programming 4 or 5 killer New Brunswick bands.
Yeah, for sure. So let's talk about the schedule. Let's talk about some of the exciting bands that were, we could go on forever about, yeah, all the interesting things happening in the state of the music scene here in St. John and beyond. But people want to know all the cool shows that they can check out. We can give them some of the vague and specific details.
Sure.
About some of the shows that you're excited for, things that you think people definitely need to check out.
Well, I'm pretty excited. Okay, I'm going to start big to small. So the Yuck Yuck shows, because we've got all those nailed down. Yuck Yucks was an interesting experience. I mean, it's a great space. Steven at Yuck Yucks was amazing, and they were very accommodating, but we basically took a comedy club and turned it into, frankly, one of the best rock rooms I've ever been in. Like, it was an amazing space, and that is partially because of the nature of the cool wood and the brick and the way it was shaped, and we threw the stage at the end. Mark did an amazing job with the sound. The sound was killer in there. And it was truly one of the best rock rooms that I've been in. So we're pretty excited about that. I'm excited because we're actually going to have, we weren't originally going to do a Thursday show there. Again, just trying to keep ourselves sane. But we got an opportunity to sort of broaden out our genre a little bit and do a hip hop show. Three Sheet, who are a pretty successful, pretty well known band, will be playing their next to last show.
They're, oh, okay.
Yeah, Matt, like, I guess they're sort of like done.
I knew I hadn't heard anything about them in a long time. I didn't
so
know
this
why.
Will be the last St. John show wow. ever for Three Sheet. And so that'll be, they're going to be hitting the stage at midnight on Thursday at Yuck Yucks. And that's going to actually be with that great, with UDA, the local guys who are just amazing.
Best group.
Best group,
St.
deservedly
John
so. Totally deservedly. And then of course 1995 Zellers is going to round out the evening with its insanity. So we think that's going to be a lot of fun, and you know, we hope we get a lot of people out for it. And certainly I think it's pretty cool that we're able to be the platform for someone like Matt and Three Sheet to say, well, this is, you know, like they came to us like, this is where we want to. We want to be part of this as we close out our what we do. We want to be part of what you're doing. So it was really took a bit of. We had to go back and forth because we had some, you know, date conflicts on stuff, some stuff that they were doing. But we, and that was like it literally sent Matt an email, and it was like, okay, the rest of the guys are going to kill me, but Thursday. So there's that, and then on the Friday is kind of like we're sort of like. A little bit same, but you know, same, but different. Little You, Little Me, and Reagan's Ray Guns are gonna and Cassette Tapes, one of the local younger bands that were amazing, that are gonna sort of join, you know, step up to a Yuck Yuck show. I think so. I mean, that's, and that one is kind of like really a celebration of local. That's a celebration of local music. That's three, you know, three great local bands, and again, pretty excited to be able to do it in a place where it's going to sound amazing, and it was a lot of fun. And then on Saturday, it's going to be a punk rock rock and roll extravaganza. Really excited to have Like a Motorcycle join us. Just super people, great band. Again, they bent over backwards to be part of this event. And PJ Dumphy and my friends from the Monoxides are going to come from Moncton. And a lot of people are like, because the Monoxides are of an age that is more familiar to, you know, their contemporaries of my day back with Eric's Trip and the Moncton scene. But they are like one of the most amazing punk rock and roll bands. They're so good. They're just going to tear the place, a whole new one. And like, it'll be a great show. And it's a pleasure. I'm really looking forward to hearing Right Shitty in a decent PA in a great room. So that's our sort of Yuck Yucks programming. Really excited about it. I mean, they're going to be great parties. They're just, every show is going to be a place that we hope people want to come and hang out for the evening.
Yeah, some pretty exciting stuff for sure. As we've, I think, you know, as we mentioned in the first version, there's shows that I see in that lineup that, you know, any other week or month, that would be the best show yeah. happening. You know, this is the show, but then you have 10 shows like that
yeah.
over a week. So get your rest now for sure. Save up those pennies for your pass.
That's right.
If you need to, or nickels. I guess we don't have pennies anymore.
Yeah, we don't have pennies.
So let's play some music from some of these bands.
Okay.
Certainly one of the ones I'm pretty excited to see as well is Construction and Destruction.
I'm so excited. Can I just riff about that show?
For sure.
Okay. So I've done the Yuck Yucks. The one of the shows we did at the last show was at Elwood's Wood Lab. Tim, amazing, just an amazing person, so into the scene, built this incredible stage. And the show for Owen Steele was absolutely one of the best things I have ever seen in my life. So we went to Tim and said, please, Tim, can we do two shows? And he's like, absolutely. So we're going to do two shows at Elwood's on the Friday and Saturday, kind of the crown jewel of the, to my mind, of the festival in terms of like some of the most amazing and interesting stuff. And so on the Friday, our friend Katrina Sturton, who was this, used to be in Plumtree, amazing harmonica player, one of the most beautiful and wonderful human beings on the face of the earth, is coming. She's from Ottawa originally. She's coming. She's going to be here. So she's going to play. And then our favorite anagram, Oldie Jr., are going to be making a return. And then Motherhood are going to close that night out. And then on the Saturday, it's Construction and Destruction, Bad People, and the Hypochondriacs. And that's going to be a crazy, crazy dance party. These are early shows. These are going to start around 7 o'clock, and they're going to be done at 10 o'clock. So it's not for the, you know, like they're very special. It's an amazing space. Tim, they make the room just, it's just unbelievable. It's just this great experience. And so these are going to be really special shows. They're going to run early, and so you'll have time to go and see these, and then go hit the dance parties.
Right on. Yeah, a little bit of something for everyone. You know, all the shows are kind of a little different, certainly very curated.
Yes, definitely.
Lots of attention to detail. So let's hear some Construction and Destruction. This is the lead track from their most recent release that was released in mid-April. Their most recent show in St. John, unfortunately, they had to cancel. So pretty excited to have them come to town for sure, in amongst all of the other great groups. This is the lead track, Peace Agency, on their new release, Noli Timair. And then we'll have a few minutes left to kind of wrap things up. And I'm sure we could talk. We should have gone for like 5 hours probably to give you all the details. But as always, you can find more on Facebook and other locations. And we'll certainly give you more details here over the next couple of weeks on this program and other programs on the station. Again, here is Construction and Destruction on the Mixtape. And that was a track from Construction and Destruction, their new album released in April 2017, Noli Temer, and the lead track Peace Agency. Certainly some noisy grungy stuff that we'll be excited to hear from, and we only have a few minutes left, so we'll give you some time to talk about some other crazy noisy shows that'll be happening.
Okay, here we go. One of the things, Construction and Destruction, Colleen, I think, is going to be one of the things that we're going to be doing is on the Sunday, we're going to be doing a bit of some workshops, and I'm hoping that Colleen is going to do a workshop on gear maintenance. And I think that we're going to do a couple of sort of, I think we're going to do a workshop on creating safe spaces and workspaces. This is sort of touches on some of the all ages programming that we have in mind. We're doing that on Sunday, as well as the all ages, you know, shit show extravaganza on the Sunday. And on the Saturday, we're working on the zine fair at Port City Royal again. And we've extended, we've included Locavore is going to be one of our venues. And we're going to run specifically all ages shows there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. As we touched on, these all ages shows, I think, are incredibly critical to the festival and to the scene. All of the all ages events are going to be free, pay what you can. So there's no excuse. There's no excuse to not go to it. So we're very excited about, though. We're just sort of finalizing all of the, you know, the sort of the lineups for the Locavore show. But I can tell you that the Sunday show at Taco Pica, some of the scheduled to perform are Use, Young Satan in Love, Cellar Ghost, Tortue, Subtle, Crossed Wires, Chips, Jaguar Knight, Owen Meany's Batting Stance, and Chic. So it's like, that's actually an insane show. That's,
it's like five good shows put together.
Five good shows all on a Sunday. And everybody's doing it. It's an all ages free, pay what you can. Like, no one's doing, they're doing this because they want to be part of awesome. This and they want to play to the all ages audience. So Locavore is a new venue. We're also doing, really thrilled to be able, when we did it last time, we realized that, you know, we didn't really, there was three sort of genres that we didn't do very much with. And one was hip hop, obviously. And we're really just sort of touching the surface there with the show with UDA and Three Sheet. But we didn't really have much of a place for a hard rock either. Callahan, we brought Callahan's in for the Thursday show, and we're going to do a killer show there with Kill Devils and Tasty Wings and Cauldron Project from Moncton. Great guys. Like, it's this hip hop heavy duo. And we're really excited. We're going to go into Port City Royal, and we're going to do some electro dancey vibey stuff. Because honest to God, people, if I don't see you dancing at this festival, we're going to be mad. Like, it's like, this is about having fun and celebrating our community and shaking some tail feathers and having a really good time. So we're pretty excited about that. We're going to do a pop-up show at Boyd's Gallery. And I'm going to give some people here an exercise for them to do. This is going to be called, this is kind of what we call an anagram radius clause show. and the last episode, we had to do that for our own sake with an Oldie Junior show, which was an anagram of Julie Doiron. Anyways, we're going to do a pop-up show. We're going to open up the festival. We're going to do a Sanka set at Boyd Gallery, which is at 12 Mecklenburg on the Thursday. And that's going to feature Kill the Kite.
There's your hint. Figure it out.
So that's going to be a lot of fun. And that Thursday night's going to be, I mean, the whole, pretty excited. Julie Doiron is going to come back, and she's going to do, Julie just came back from a month-long tour of Spain. She just put out a Spanish record. So she's going to come, and she's going to do Cantos Español show at Five and Dime. And Fabulous Jerry Fay is going to open up that show. There's so many awesome, it really is a lot of it's a pretty good schedule. Who did this?
Yeah, no, it's an awesome schedule. Again, there's so much more information that you can glean over the next few days, really. All this stuff's going to be coming out very soon. Information about tickets and passes and the full schedule. So definitely stay tuned to the station, where lots of folks and myself included will be telling you that information over the next couple of weeks, but also their Facebook page is a good spot to get lots of information.
Yeah, I mean, that seems to be our main delivery system. So at this point in time.
Right on. Thanks so much, Peter, for joining me today. It's an absolute pleasure. I could have had you at least for another 2 hours, and there's about a dozen or so CDs that we didn't get to sample today, but we'll be playing those over the next couple of weeks of the program. And you're doing things I wish I had time to do. I'm happy to see these things happening in the community, happy to see lots of folks getting out and supporting events like this. And many thanks to you and all the other organizers and folks having a piece of the Quality Block Party.
And I can truly say it's truly our pleasure. And thank you guys so much. Thanks to the radio station for all your support and being part of this amazing community.
We're going to hear a little snippet of some Kill Devils here with just a few minutes to go. Again, you've been tuned into the mixtape. We've had Peter Roman on for the last hour telling us about the version 1.2 of the Quality Block Party happening here in St. John in just a few weeks' time in the middle of August. And as always, get all your information on Facebook.com and search for the Quality Block Party or Local 107.3 FM. We'll be sharing that information and more, as well as on our website, localfm.ca. Again, thanks so much for tuning in. The mixtape airs on Local FM 107.3 on your dial in St. John, New Brunswick, every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. and then rebroadcast on this station and across the nation, thanks to the National Campus Community Radio Exchange, where this show is available for free syndication. And thanks so much for supporting your local station. There's so many other partnerships happening, too, that we'll certainly talk about. I had that in my notes, too, and Peter noted it as well, that also happening that week is Pride. And we talked a little bit about Pride on this show, but not in relation to Quality Block. So I'll gleam all that information and so much more to share from you, because we only have about 1 minute left. But we're going to hear some Kill Devils here. Black Moon Goons is the name of their debut release. Here's a track called The Devil Is For Sale. Your dreams.